It's been a fun project. It's been a long project, but we're starting to finally see what a baseball field's going to look like back there. As of this week, we finally got the infield crew that is coming to cut it. So if you're out and about walking around, you'd be able to go out and check out what the infield's going to start to look like. Base paths are cut around the home plate's cut. The whole infield is cut actually, and they should be wrapping up actually today. It's Friday, but they should be wrapping up and getting everything settled. The pitching mound's going to be installed as well, so they'd be working on that today. And we're really excited. We're finally starting to see what the fruit of the labor is looking like, and then we can move on to our next phase of the fencing.
And then it looks like, at least maybe when you talk about spring of 2024, possibly you could use that maybe for some practices. The hopes, right? Eventually, that's going to be the main varsity baseball diamond for Mercer County High School.
Yeah, absolutely. We just want kids to get on there and start using it. You know, as you sit there and watch it and watch games on the other field, you're just hoping you can get on that new one as quick as possible. And the biggest drawback right now is the grass. It's been really tough for us to establish in these last couple of summers of drought. But like you said, if we can get kids at least practicing on that for next season at some point, I think that's going to be the goal that we're shooting for. We'll be getting that fencing put up this fall yet, so we'll actually have a field that looks like a baseball field. And then actually we're really excited, actually the infield, the dirt, if you notice, it's a little bit different of a mix compared to any other field that you'll see around the area. We got a new Dirt Edge Classic infield mix, it's called. Very low maintenance. You still got to take care of it, but it's way more palatable to that player. It's a little bit softer. It's just a really, really nice infield dirt that the high school coach, Jacob, he kind of, when we were going to build a field, it was one of the top requests there, and we were able to come through with that. So we're really excited to let the kids practice on something that they've been really hoping for here over the past couple seasons.
And then when this diamond then is finished, that will be a three diamond complex at Northside Park. Does that provide maybe some additional opportunities to host some bigger events, you think, or has that been discussed?
Yeah, no, it absolutely does. It opens up our door. We can host maybe some bigger, a little bit bigger tournaments. Try to keep that field in the back more for varsity baseball. But it also opens up the door to utilize the other big field now for some other tournaments. So we're excited to get it complete. We want to bring teams, more people into our town. And this is one step that kind of completes that journey for us.